I called him, hey, Whoopi, Whoopi, Whoopi.
And here's a question here on how you call sheep that you said yesterday you didn't ever raise any sheep.
I didn't fool with no sheep.
How did you call your chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
If you wanted to go get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to what, the horses?
Well, I would say I got to go somewhere, and I'll go in, out in the pasture, and I'd get my, drive my horses up or call them up onto the barn.
Uh-huh. And what did you do to get the horses ready?
Well, I'd open the barn door, and they would go on in there. And then I'd get my bridle and put on them, harness them up and put them to the wagon.
All right. When you were driving a horse, what did you hold in your hands?
I hold a rein in my hand.
All right. When you were plowing, what did you call the things you guided the mules with?
Well, I guided them with the plow line.
All right. If you rode on horseback, what did you guide the horse with?
I guided him with my bridle rein.
Okay. What did you put your feet in when you rode the horse back?
I put my feet in the stirrup, was on the saddle.
If you have two horses hooked up together, what did you call the one on the left?
Well, I called the one on the left maybe. Mary, and then the one on the right, I call her maybe Emma.
Mm-hmm. And besides thinking of the names for them, did you have something that, some kind of horse that you called the one that, say the one that plowed in the furrow, one that walked in the furrow when you were...
Well, the one that walked in the furrow, I call her Emma.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little, what, over? What would you say? Something that's not right near, it's a little, what, over?
A little not at hand.
All right. Would you say a little way or a little ways, or how would you say that?
Well, I say a little, I would say to a little ways.
All right. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your trip, you might say that you had a what before dark, a what to go before dark.
Well, if a servant hadn't finished before dark, I'd say I'll go back there tomorrow and finish it. There's nothing going to happen to me.
Uh-huh. And you still hadn't finished your trip, so you'd say we have a little what to go before dark.
Well, I say we ain't finished our trip. We've got a little more to do before dark.
If there's something very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about where?
Well, I'd say I could find it by not going a long way.
Okay. And say somebody wanted to ask you, maybe they'd say, you know where there's a store where you can buy matches? And you could say, well, you could find them, what?
Well, I say you can find them matches over here at Pike. You can find them matches.
Would you say anywhere or any place? Or how
no, I just say you can find them over here at Pike.